With Squarespace, you can do more than just build a website. You can build a business. Squarespace helps restaurants and hotels showcase signature offerings and experiences. And with Squarespace, consultants and photographers can create invoices to collect well-earned payments. You can even send email newsletters to keep in touch with your loyal customers. Done. So grow your business at squarespace.com. Get started with offer code MAKEITREAL for 10% off your website or domain.
Welcome to Elevate with Elsner. Join us for inspiring conversations with individuals who have transformed their lives and are making a difference through the work that they do. And now, here's your host, Blake Elsner.
Welcome back to another episode of Elevate with Elsner. Today we have a very special guest joining us, Shannon Nicole. Shannon is an author, advocate, speaker, and someone who's dedicated her life to helping others finding healing hope in their voice. She's the author of Silent No More and The Long Goodbye, two books rooted in real life experiences of trauma, grief, resilience, and personal growth. One thing I always tell listeners is that everyone has a story. The titles and accomplishments are great, but it's the journey that connects us all. Today, we're going to be going beyond the books and get to know the person behind them. Shannon, thank you so much for being here. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So let's get to know you. Who is Shannon Nicole? Where did you grow up? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I grew up in the Midwest, in the suburbs of Kansas City, Johnson County girl, graduated from Shawnee Mission South.
I love that. And when you graduated there, what was the next step?
The next step was I got married young at 18 and my husband went into the military. So after he finished basic training, we were stationed in Utah for 4 years, which is where my first son was born.
Oh, I love that. So child, you know, you're kind of moving around. So in Utah, first child's born. Did you ever dream about becoming who you are today with, you know, an author, an advocate? Obviously we are grief. Nobody expects to be in grief. Right. But you know, from a writing standpoint, from, you know, wanting people to, you know, or teach people about, you know, life and healing, was that always something that you had a passion about?
You know, I never did actually. I never dreamed that I would be an author or write a book. You know, they say that in your lifetime, the average person has three different careers. And so I guess this is embarking on my second career. I just ran with it and leaned in.
I love that. And so like with the careers prior to this, what did you do prior?
Yeah, so I'm an HR professional. I've been doing that for 26 years. It's crazy to think and say that I've been in it for that long, but you know, it does kind of align with my purpose today as far as advocating and helping others, because in HR, you know, we exist because of the human factor and there's always people. And anytime there's more than one person, there's an opportunity for growth and development because people don't always agree and there can be conflict.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. And being in HR and being surrounded by people, obviously you get to deal with the personalities, emotions, and obviously you got to be the one that kind of keeps it in check.
Yes, that is for sure. I like to say that I've got very strong influence skills. Let people come to the idea themselves and point out all the little landmines and roadblocks that could go based on taking a different route.
It's good setting the scene here, you know, for telling people like, hey, who you're, you know, your backstory, what kind of led you to this. But then I obviously want to transition right into finding your voice. And what made you all of a sudden write a book called Silent No More?
Yeah. So it wasn't until later in life. I published that book in 2025. So just short of a year ago. But what prompted me to do that was a toxic narcissistic relationship and becoming a survivor of domestic violence. I don't wish that upon my worst enemy. And living and going through that experience and seeing how the system works and it's not necessarily there to advocate or help victims was very eye-opening and shocking to me. And then I just felt that I feel like I have a responsibility to share my story because a lot of people don't feel comfortable coming forward. And for whatever reason, I do, and I'm glad that I do, and I am happy to share my story. You know, what's interesting is when people hear that I've read a book or wrote a book or they've read the book, people will tell me the most intimate details of their life. It's like a way of connecting people. My Botox lady, I was surprised that she read my book. And she shared a story of a similar experience, not domestic violence in case anybody knows her, but just a toxic relationship. And so it really does cross over to anyone. It doesn't matter your age, your nationality, what job you do. Those themes are common.
Yeah, you're right. And I think as, you know, there's victims out there, right? That a lot of people that haven't, you know, come forward because of, I'm sure, shame, guilt, embarrassment. There's things like that. As somebody that studied criminal justice, I think, you know, thinking back on all the cases we studied, domestic violence calls are still obviously.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Probably the most dangerous calls for, I think, law enforcement to have to go to and stuff like that. So tell us a bit about, you know, about the scene. So were you arrested? Is that originally what happened?
I was. So I don't know. I mean, it's been in the news. I don't know if you're familiar with the Secret Lives of Mormon reality yeah. show. Okay. So everyone knows Taylor Frankie Paul and her story. And she has a very similar experience to me with reactive abuse. You know, she's a public figure, so hers played out for the world to see. Thankfully, mine was not, but there was a video. There was an altercation with a person that I was in a relationship with, and I don't even know how he was filming, and I didn't even know. Like, when you're in a tussle, the last thing you think about is someone would be filming it. And so, because they saw me defending myself on video, they went with that. I mean, I had a gash on my leg. I had, when you're strangled, you get a Pikachu on your forehead. And my hairdresser has asked me what those bumps are because she can still see them. I had a neck contusion. You know, I've got spinal stenosis now, which there's no cure for. It's progressive. And so I call them little souvenirs that I got. They kind of give me a reality check. But after that, the police came to, because we called 911, and, you know, 5 hours later, they showed up. He was already gone. Asked me if I wanted to press charges. It was in the middle of the night, so I was like, no. Woke up the next morning and saw the bruises, and they had gotten worse after I'd been sleeping. So then I went to the emergency room. They actually called the police and said I could still press charges. Again, waited hours for them to come, and they didn't. And so finally, 2 days later, I did go to the police station and was like, I want to press charges. And I spoke to a female officer. And do you know that she told me that the statute of limitations had expired? I'm like, in 2 days? I mean, obviously, I was in shock and I didn't have family around. So I was dealing with that on my own and kind of felt helpless. So I went online and looked for attorneys that, you know, can give you quick, free, you know, legal advice. They told me that I should go to the district attorney office and someone would take my statement. They did take my statement, told me that they were going to issue a warrant for his arrest, which I was like, great. And then they said that he had come in and showed the video. And unless I had a video showing that I was defending myself or that I was being attacked, that a warrant was going to be issued for my arrest. And that is when my nightmare started.
Wow. And so was there a warrant issued for your arrest?
There absolutely was. I had to go and turn myself in. I spent 12 of the longest hours of my life in jail. You know, it's something when the people that work there pull you aside and are like, you don't look like you belong here. And I'm thinking, no kidding. And they were like, I hope you have a good attorney. I was like, I do. Yeah, it was just terrible. And then, it's funny now. It wasn't funny then. But one of the things that they do during the intake is you have to go get your vitals checked by a nurse or whatever. So the nurse is taking my blood pressure and she says, your blood pressure is a little high. And I looked at her and I said, I'm in jail. I'm like, yeah, my blood pressure is a little high.
True.
So yeah, again, it wasn't funny at the time. I can laugh about it now.
Yeah. So wait, so you're sitting there in jail. You obviously eventually get out. So what do you feel like you said, everything was just kind of working against you. Like, how did you turn it around to try to fight for you?
Yeah. So once I found out that that a warrant was issued for my arrest, I immediately sought legal counsel and got that all set up. It was a fortune, but it was very well worth it. So we were able to get my bond arranged and arrange a time for me to turn myself in. 3 years later, the charge started out as a felony and eventually got dropped to a misdemeanor. And 3 years later, because my attorney is amazing, it was dismissed.
Oh, well, that's... And the guy, he never got arrested until, I guess he's gotten some trouble recently, huh?
Yeah. So, you know, everyone always says, you know, that there's karma, and many, many times you do not get to see karma, but through the grace of God, I'm being able to see this karma because, I was able to see, because court records are public, that he, had a charge earlier this year for strangulation, because a leopard doesn't change its spots. And so I actually have reached out to the district attorney, let her know my case number and his priors, and she shared that she was well aware of that, and if it did go to trial, that, because I told her I would help whatever you needed, I'll take a stand, I'll be a witness. She said she would let me know if it goes to trial and she would reach out to me.
Wow, that, you know, as you kind of sit here and talk to me about this, the extent of this story is, it's pretty fascinating, to be honest. I'm sure you could really dig into the past of how it happened or what led up to it. And, you know, obviously a video at a certain time will indicate, you know, that, yeah, if you're missing the other half of the video, it's just kind of like some things we see on the news, right? You know, if you're missing the other half, you're not informed, right? You think you're informed the wrong. It's almost like propaganda in a way. So that's tough that you would have to, you know, navigate all that from a decision that ultimately said, hey, no, you're the one that was guilty. And to be able to spin that and to to tell yourself, like, you know, it wasn't me, it's a powerful thing to do. And I'm sure even harder to do than somebody who, you know, got justice up front. So props to you on that, because I feel like you're coming at it from a very different angle, and an angle that I would say is probably a special, I want to say, you use the words like niche, but you know, there's probably somebody out there in very similar situation like yourself that's probably been kicking themselves down and beating themselves, you know, up. So hopefully just hearing that, you know, and going forward will help somebody like that. So switching scenes for kind of a second, thinking about like grief and this process, like, how did you grieve, like, hey, I'm the guilty one according to the courts, right?
Girl, let's get real. Sun pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
But hey, I'm not. Like, I'm the one that's hurting. How did you grieve that?
It was hard. I'm still grieving it. I didn't learn that I had spinal stenosis until last year. So I'm still dealing with the aftermath of that. It was very therapeutic and cathartic to write the book and get it out. It took me a long time. I had to take a lot of breaks. And it brought all of that trauma back, you know. So, but I was glad that I did. I also did some volunteer work in a domestic violence shelter, because with my HR background, I'm able to, you know, provide clothes, but I was able to get my friends to donate and help with resume writing and interviewing skills. And what I found is that the shame lives in silence. And once I started talking about it, that was part of my healing. Like, I'm healing in real time as I'm helping other people. And so it's kind of surreal. It's a beautiful thing, and I'm grateful for the opportunity and to be able to do it. And again, because I know that there are so many people that are afraid to speak up, and I get it, and I don't judge for that.
What did it feel like when that, like, charge was finally dismissed? Like, hey, like, oh, kind of was your day, right?
Oh my God. It was, like I said, it took 3 years, but I was elated. Like, I couldn't believe it. I'm sure somewhere through the process, my attorney probably told me that was how it was going to go, but I don't remember, because I was probably just not in the right headspace. In fact, there was many times I would tell my attorney, I would be crying and telling him, I was like, you know what? I don't even want to do this anymore. But it's this great thing to have an attorney that believes in you and is strong for you when you can't be.
Yeah. Props to that, person. And I'm sure you mentioned the name, I'm guessing, in the book, right?
But I did put him in my acknowledgments. I haven't sent him a copy of my book yet. I want to so bad. I don't know why I haven't.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. That'd be in my office if I was him. But, yeah, no. How did your family respond to all this?
They, I think, were shocked. You know, I've got two adult sons, and I didn't want their experience to be learning about it from the book or from other people. So I had conversations with them in advance of doing that. And I will never forget, when I shared that with them, there was a pause, and they said, "Mommy, speak your truth." And I just so much appreciated that.
Oh, that's awesome. And that's true. Like, speak your truth, be raw, you know, be open, be authentic. And it takes you places, you know, you would never expect. And, but that's the power of being real. So what would you say people misunderstand about survivors?
I think the biggest misconception is, why didn't you just leave? Or why didn't you leave sooner? Or, you know, how did it get to that point? And it's really not a one-time thing. It is a process and a progression, because it's all about control, right? So they control who you talk to, who you spend your time with, where you go, how you spend money. You know, I did an interview recently, and my sister was there, and she shared from her perspective, and she said, you know, she knew that something was going on, but she didn't know what. She said that I had started pulling away, and that when we talked, I was very guarded and would guide the conversation. And that was the first time I'd ever heard her say that and share that.
Wow, that's interesting. Let's see, that you end up hearing stuff like that, and then it's just like, it's wow. It's like, wow, like, that's pretty neat, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I guess grief changes people, right? Sometimes it breaks us, sometimes it rebuilds us, as I would say. You'd probably agree with that. Let's transition over to like some healing and growth. What is that? Or actually, let's go. We'll do that at the end. Let me sneak in a segment about the grief and the long goodbye. Tell us about your dad.
Okay. Yeah. I was a daddy's girl. We probably all were. I have two sisters, so I'm in the middle. And he unfortunately was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, which is very aggressive. And it was hard. Fortunately, I was in therapy at the time, and my therapist was a lifesaver. She really helped me frame it as this was my father's journey and not my journey. Thought my job was only to love him, because initially, when he would share what his treatment plan was going to be, I didn't necessarily agree. I'm a very opinionated person. And so I would remind myself, you know, Elle, that's what I refer to her in the book. I was like, Elle told me that, you know, this is his journey. And so once I released myself from having to like solve it or whatever, then I was just able to be in the moment. At the time, I was very fortunate and I had the companion pass with Southwest Airlines. And so I went to visit my dad probably once a month. And I had every conversation that I ever wanted to have. And it was at that time that I was thinking about writing a book. And I shared a couple of the entries with him. And I don't know, you know, how that made him feel, but I was glad that I was able to share that with him.
That's pretty neat. And what would you say like was like the most important lesson he left you?
He raised three very independent, strong women. He was the youngest child in his family, and he was the only boy. So he had all sisters. So he was surrounded by all these females. And so he was definitely our rock and taught us to be strong. I don't think he wanted us to have to depend on a man. That's what I would say.
I love that. You know, I think we all should be raised like that. So props to your father, and I'm glad you get to honor him in that book. And I know it didn't, you know, obviously didn't end the way he probably wanted, but I think everything happens for a reason and a story, and like I think it's part of your...
If you can make a dish, you can make a signature recipe and showcase it on your beautiful website that you built with Squarespace. And if you can make a stitch, you can make an outfit and put it on your online store that you built with Squarespace. And if you can hit the pose, you can teach the class that they can book on your site that you built with Squarespace. Because whatever your business, you can build it at squarespace.com. Use offer code EMPIRE for 10% off your website or domain.
Your purpose in life, yeah, to continue both of these things. So
I agree.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about healing and growth. So would you say healing's ever really finished?
I would say no. Healing is ongoing, because when you become a different version of yourself, then there's different things that you need to heal. So it's a constant. In college, I would always say that I'm a lifelong learner, and it's true. It doesn't always have to be academically. It could be in your job. It could be in your personal life. And so now I am, you know, I've taken a step back in my career a little bit to free up time for my personal life. And so it's nice to be able to have time to focus on that and to continue to evolve and grow as an individual.
Yeah, no, that seems like a perfect answer that I think people in general could take notes and try to use that themselves. So how do you deal with like hard things now today? And like, how do you deal with, you know, if there's still, you know, trauma that it still comes up, how do you like suppress that?
I don't suppress that. And one of the things that I did, because I was like, I obviously am not a psychologist, a social worker, or anything like that, but I thought that it was important for me to understand trauma. So I did recently get certified as a trauma support specialist, which provided insight to me as to, you know, different ways that trauma shows up. And so that was a learning opportunity for me. But I've got a daily gratitude journal that I do. Sometimes the only thing I can be grateful for is, you know, waking up. Other times I'm, you know, grateful for being able to have a conversation with you. And then I like to listen to music. Music was a really big part of my father's life. He taught himself to play the piano by ear. And so I'll put on a good playlist. I actually have a daddy playlist of all of his songs that I put on there. So I like that. I'll journal. Sometimes I need silence and just to go inward to kind of like process and reflect on things.
Yeah, I love all that because, yeah, like the gratitude thing is one thing that for the past couple of years I think I've been practicing the most. And it's like just waking up and like turning on the faucet, I'm like, oh, thank God. I'm blessed to have this water turn on, like, or your toilet flush. I mean, just like the smallest stuff, but it goes such a long way when you do that. Or like, you know, you give gratitude before you grab your cell phone in the morning, like just like thanks for waking me up another day, right? So no, that stuff's powerful. It does change your mindset and it changes how you think about the small things and grace and faith, and so all that stuff really helps you stay grounded, I think is how I would put it. So what advice would you give somebody who's carrying some like hidden pain?
I would tell them to be gentle with themselves, that they didn't do anything wrong and there's nothing that they should be doing. You know, if they don't feel comfortable coming forward, they don't have to. But there are confidential anonymous resources that are available. The domestic violence hotline. There's a lot of support groups out there. There's a lot of ways, for them to get healing if they don't want to come forward. And I think another thing is interesting and helpful is that there's a lot of people that want to know how to be supportive to someone going through that. And the worst thing you can do, in my opinion, is say, if you need anything, let me know, because that person doesn't know what they need. You know, they're barely able to get out of the bed. They probably need someone to make meals for them, to offer to drive them to some appointments, to sit with them and just be company or a sounding board. So that's what I would say.
Well, that's I think that's great advice, and somebody that, you know, you're a perfect follow on numerous platforms to kind of help with that advice. And I know you got an awesome website and a consulting firm for that as well. So what's next for Shannon?
You know, I don't know. My mom keeps saying, you know, when are you going to write your next book? But the funny thing is I never set out to write any of the other books. So, you know, I don't know. I guess it'll come to me.
That's when you know the raw and the real is you're not planning on doing it, and you know your story turns into a book, and that's I think the biggest impact driven stuff is stuff like that comes about like that. So I can't wait to see what happens. I'll be following along to see that. So any final, I guess you talked about books, any final like hope for your, you know, that your work leaves behind when you're all said and done?
Well, as far as my legacy goes, I wrote the book, The Long Goodbye, which so my father's legacy can live on. And it's also now available in the local library, which I think is awesome. And then as far as survivors go, you know, I'm a sexual abuse survivor as well as a domestic violence survivor. It means a lot to me to share my story and give back, and to help as many people as I can, because sometimes the system, you know, doesn't help, and you don't know what you know when you're at that rock bottom place.
That is true, and I would not be surprised if one day I'm like sitting here going, oh, there's Shannon coming up to speak in St. Louis about some event. So I
would, or
somewhere, right? Yeah, I'm sure it's in the future, and well,
you know, my best friend lives in Wildwood, so okay. I'm out there. Yeah,
funny.
I could be out there.
That's a beautiful municipality of St. Louis County. That's for sure. That is a beautiful place. But, okay, well, I like to do a little rapid fire, leave people with a little bit of fun at the end, if you're ready for that. All right.
Yep, I'm ready.
All right. Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Coffee. We were joking about that before the show. About iced coffee. Yeah, I know. We won't talk about that one. But yeah, beach or mountains?
Beach.
Beach. There's not many people. I think people like the beach over the mountains. I just seems to be the going answer. Morning or night?
Morning.
Oh yeah, I think people like the driven ones. Always on my podcast, like they're the morning ones. Yeah. So favorite book can't be yours.
I know, right? Because I was going to say, oh, I know.
can't be either of those. I mean, if you want to say it, we can leave it at that.
Okay, well, I'm going to say Silent No More, and not for obvious reasons, but I do feel like it allowed me to take back my power and allowed me to restore my confidence.
I love that. Yeah, it's on Amazon if anybody... I know I looked at it last night and I think you get the ebook too, right?
Or do you have, can get the ebook.
Yeah, you can get the ebook, so you can have it in a matter of moments. So, all right. Do you have a favorite quote?
I do have a favorite quote. And it is from Maya Angelou, and it is, "People will not remember what you said, but they will remember how you make them feel."
One of my favorites. That's spot on. And it doesn't take a lot to be nice, right? That's right. It doesn't take a lot to be kind. It's very simple. So one word that describes your life today.
Oh, wow. That's a good one. I would say adventure.
That and a lot of purpose right there is what I would go with. All right. And the last one, what would something people would be surprised to know about you?
I'm actually an introvert and a very shy person.
Well, that's, and someone that's putting themselves out there, another raw and real, thing, because as somebody who's an introvert, they're not going to want to do that. Right. So now that you're putting yourself out there and finding your voice, it's going to even be more magnificent. So that's awesome to hear that.
They say that life happens outside of your comfort zone. So
That is spot on. I figured that one out real fast. Well, not real fast. It's you think you figure it out, and then you start to stray away, and then you go, well, no, we're on the right path. But there's a lot of naysayers out there. People that are like, why would you do this? Why would you do that? So got to put them to the side and keep believing and keep speaking like you're doing. So that's awesome. Absolutely. Any final words?
No, it was a pleasure chatting with you, and thanks for having me. This was fun.
Yeah, no, I want to say thank you, and obviously your willingness to share your story takes courage, and I know it's going to encourage somebody listening today at home. So whether someone is walking through grief, trying to heal from trauma, or simply looking for hope, I think they'll leave this conversation knowing that they are not alone. So if you're listening today, I'd encourage you to check out Shannon's books, Silent No More and The Long Goodbye. And of course, follow the work that she's doing. She's on Instagram. You can find her there. We'll put her Instagram handle in the show notes. And as always, thank you for tuning in to Elevate with Elsner. If this episode encouraged you, share it with someone who needs to hear it. We'll catch you next time. Keep showing up, keep growing, and keep elevating. One love.
Thanks so much for tuning into this episode. We sure do appreciate it. If you haven't done so already, make sure you're subscribed to the show wherever you consume podcasts. This way you'll get updates as new episodes become available. And if you feel so inclined, please leave us a review and tell your friends about the show. Until next time.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you and prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.